26 degrees is the temperature, 14 and a half before 6 o'clock. And best 5 minutes of the day is on the radio with Dr. Jason Kanz from his home in Eau Claire. And, 26, little chilly wake-up here for the 20th of April this morning.
Yeah, I looked at the temperature this morning and I thought, my goodness, I should get used to this year by year, that we get these hopeful glimpses of warmer weather and then it's kind of yanked away from us for a while.
There was my friend Jessa is a real estate agent with Edina Realty alongside Dana Yoder, who advertisers here on Web. Jessa posted yesterday, I'm ready for the rest of this week. I have my umbrella, my flip-flops, my mittens, my suntan lotion, my winter coat, my sunglasses, my thermals, my iced tea, and my hot chocolate. So
That's getting ready.
I know.
That's perfect. You know, it's interesting. This time of year, I tend to get a little bit rebellious, and I go outside when it's, you know, below freezing in a t-shirt because I refuse to submit to the cold, and then I regret it later in the day.
Yeah, you're the kind of kid that parents have challenges with people like our 16-year-old son Michael, who like it's cold, you're going to be cold, you know. So
yeah, Tessa too. You know, it's interesting. They didn't really grow up with cold. Well, Tessa, I guess, but
right.
You know, there's that refusal to wear a coat. It's just not cool.
Well, these kids from Africa, they come to the Midwest. I'm like, well, it's chilly here. All right, here's the challenge is that, you know, a lot of times the material between you and I can be just what we both, between what we've posted on social media. And the problem is that the intention may be, hey, let's continue on with a great post from Wynn Collier, which is what we're going to do. But meantime, there have been a bunch of other things that have happened in the last 24 hours. So, anyhow, I'm going to keep my nose to the grindstone. We're going to try to get to another of the authors. Tim Keller would be the author of the day. All right, so we started with Wynn Collier yesterday. A lot of people like this. I got like 26 likes. You're one of them on Facebook. Here's the next paragraph he says. He says, and by the way, I'm like, I want to be like this. He says, I want to be a friend who can receive with openness and curiosity another's half-baked ideas and uncomfortable questions and untamed grief and raucous laughter, maybe all in the same afternoon, throwing all my own convolutions into the mix. I want to be a friend who adds rather than depletes energy, a friend where conversation never really ends, kind of like this five-minute segment every day. Mm-hmm. Navigating silence as easily as words, that's a challenge. I want to be the friend that others call, whether they've lost themselves in the bottle or hit the mother load, with no concern that they'll meet my judgment or envy. I'll finish. He says, I want to be this kind of friend, and I'm grateful to have a few friends like this as well. Jason, thoughts?
Oh, that's a powerful paragraph. You know, I'm going through it and listening to you read it, and it seems like every sentence is just packed with a high and holy calling, and it's a reminder of what I aspire to and what I fall far short of. You know, I think even the idea of openness and curiosity, yes, absolutely. Uncomfortable questions, I typically welcome those. You know, then you get into throwing my own convolutions into the mix. You know, it's there's just so much that we can speak into one another's lives, and yet often it seems like that means that we have to step into some discomfort to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes against a lot of what maybe we've normally been trained to do. We have been trained to put on a mask rather than being authentic and honest with one another.
So Wynn Collier most recently had written this incredible biography of Eugene Peterson. But real briefly, the book before that you love from him is called what?
Oh, Love Big, Be Well.
Okay.
It's one of my must-read books.
All right.
So good. Have you read it?
I have not, so add that to the list, and it's too long, and there's so many books by the side of my bed. All right, so Tim Keller, you've read all of Tim Keller's books?
No, I have
not.
I've read many of Tim Keller's books.
One of the great things is they're not overwhelmingly long, right? And so that's nice.
Yeah, you know, he's written some that are longer.
I think
Reason for God is a pretty packed. His book on marriage is pretty packed, but...
You get my point. A lot of his are
a little bit
smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think Prodigal God is
it's great.
You know, you could pick it up and
read it
in a day or two.
It's fantastic.
It is. Yeah. It's probably my favorite book of his. The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, I think, is like 50 pages. And
what about his book on justice? Doesn't he have one about justice?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Generous Justice.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great book. It's one that I think, again, can make you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody refer to Tim Keller once as kind of the Yoda of the Christian mm-hmm. Christian movement, because he's just so wise. And I think that even now he has pancreatic cancer
mm-hmm.
and continues to write with such wisdom and grace mm-hmm. and definitely someone to check out.
What a great role model in the world in which we live. All right. Hey, we covered 6 minutes and covered a lot. That's like a sandwich that just is packed. So thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Our buddy Jason Kanz, always a great follow on social media. Check jasonkanz.com. Speaking of Paul Anthony, it is his birthday. So birthday messages, welcome in the listener line. 715-396-1670. Talk or text your message, 396-1670. Love to greet him with a dozen or more by the time he's here for the drive at 2 today. So he shares this birthday with actor Crispin Glover. Now, if I say that name, Caleb, I don't think most people would know who that is.
I have no idea.
But he is the character from the movie Back to the Future who got into it with George. In fact, he is George McFly from Back to the Future.
Okay.
And we go back to the original Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. And so this is a little bit of audio of that.
No.
Yeah, what are you, deaf and stupid? I said no.
What's wrong, McFly? Chicken?
What did you call me, Griff?
Chicken! McFly!
Nobody calls me chicken.
And it all ensues from there. So it's just like, it's just one of those funny bits in a very creative movie that just stays with you.
And how old does he turn today?
McFly turns 57.
57.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So George McFly, I mean, you had Christopher Lloyd in there, Michael J. Fox. And of course, there were three of those movies and very popular and well known.
Yeah.
But known as the guy, George McFly, and the word that said, that's enough.
And here's the thing. I think Back to the Future enjoyed a surge in popularity last year because there were so many memes going around. Mm. It's like, whatever you do,
right.
Don't set it for 2020.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyhow, a little bit of something different there this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Something kind of cool, way, way out and about Mars. Did you hear about this? NASA successfully flew its helicopter, 4-pound helicopter, from the surface of Mars early Monday. The first powered flight of an aircraft on another planet.
Huh.
That's
yeah,
neat.
I saw a little bit of a picture and something on Facebook about this. Amazing.
About 3:30 a.m., the twin rotor blades of this helicopter from NASA began spinning furiously, and the chopper called Ingenuity lifted off the surface of Mars. The red planet reached an altitude of about 10 feet. It hovered, turned, and landed softly in an autonomous flight that lasted about 30 seconds. So again, you know, it's kind of cool to be able to see some of these things happening as, technology increases. We're able to be a little bit more of a part of it. And NASA always puts out a lot of very interesting pictures as well. So who knows what we'll see next from Mars in terms of, I just know about, like, you know, the Mars God of War, like the classical music. And then, of course, the storms and the red planet, all that. And then we see movies made. But to actually be able to see more of God's creation up close and personal is insanely cool, I think. So,
absolutely.
Great job, NASA.